Welcome. Parsha Korach, there's a well-known Rashi that Datan gathered everybody else up. Korach and Datan gathered everybody up and had them all wear a beged made completely of tchilet. And they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and asked if it needs tchilet on the corner. Does it need tzitzit string? So does it need the tchilet on the corner? If this is, why does that one little string help more than this entire beged which is made out of tchilet? Moshe Feinstein says here in the Darash Moshe that Korach seemingly is right. If we look in the Gemara Menachos Mem Gimbal Amud Bet, tells us, you know, what tzitzis is supposed to remind us of and what chelet is supposed to remind us of, and we know chelet is domer l'yam and the yam is domer l'rakia and rakia is domer l'kisei hakavod. So mistama, if I look at the chelet on the beged, I can look at the tchelet on the beged and also be reminded of that same process. I'll look at the tchelet on the beged, and that'll remind me about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do I need to look at the little blue string on the corner any different than the whole beged? So seemingly, Korach has a very, very strong taina. So Moshe Feinstein learns an important lesson from it. What lesson does he learn from it? Well, for those of you who would like, the lesson that we said is one of the most common themes in Moshe Feinstein, which is that we do the mitzvah because of Hashem said to, and not because of the any meaning we supply for it. So even if we say that is the rationale behind the mitzvah is to remind you of all those things, that's not the real reason we do it. The real reason we do it is because we're told to. Okay, that's later down on the page. You can look at the next piece of Moshe Feinstein. And those of you who wanted to be about that we don't come up with our own explanations because we might make a mistake, and just because here we think we're right, so we might end up coming to the wrong conclusions if we apply our own logic and rationale. So you can look at Ki Kol Eida Kulam Kedoshim, what Moshe Feinstein has to say in Tet Zayin Gimel. And those who want it to be about the Gedolim and trying to listen to our Talmidei Chachamim and the importance of Talmidei Chachamim, we can't just get rid of them because we think we can figure things out as well. He also has that in Tet Zayin Gimel. So what? Which piece did I choose to teach from Moshe Feinstein today? I thought the following lesson was an important one as well. That the Moshe Feinstein says, look, how did everybody in Am Yisrael at this point get their Limud HaTorah? Limud HaTorah is really supposed to be according to your level. You learn one thing when you're a child, and then another thing, and then another thing. So first we teach you that there is a God, and then we teach you that He gave us the Torah, and then we teach you that there's this mitzvah, that mitzvah, you have to keep Shabbos, and you have to keep kosher. We teach it to you all in stages. What you learn in your Katnuta, what you learn while you're a child, or mostly even Limud, level upon level upon level, you keep continuing Be'ezus Hashem in your learning, so then you'll be able to understand Lavina Kol Amidatan Be'emuna Shleim Or Brura. That's how you'll get it. How did Dor HaMidbar get it? Were they taught it all level by level, the Kol HaTorah Kula? Unfortunately not. They got it a different way. Maybe I'm sure there's pros and cons as well, but Dor HaMidbar, they were raised right away to the Madrega Yoter Gadola. They got the whole Torah all of at once. And therefore, they didn't have it from Limud and Avana Balev. They had their Emuna from seeing Mamad Har Sinai, and it was incredible. And then, therefore, they didn't have to do any Amelut, any further effort in order to be Maminim. I saw Mamad Har Sinai, I was there. Gevalt, you know what? I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem is that spoiled them in a way. Says Moshe Feinstein, now they only believe what they see. Huh, you want me to believe something else and I didn't see it? I got to see it to believe it. And more anything that they didn't see, they didn't believe. And Moshe Feinstein says that was the mistake of the Meraglim. What? Because we saw Hashem defeat Paro with Makot. What does that tell us? That was one king. You know how many kings there are in Eretz Canaan right now? The 31 kings. Is Hashem going to be able to do that against 31 kings? And the Safsuf said, just because we got some man, does that mean we can get some meat? Does that mean we're going to get a lot of meat? Each of the tlunot, each of the complaints Am Yisrael had, was an issayon for them. And they tried out Hashem because they didn't believe it, because they didn't see it. Why is that true? because they didn't move up step by step. Zeu atam delizkor mebeged shekulo tchelet ein toala kolkach. If the beged is all tchelet, it's not so helpful. It's only from stages. Mi limud ma'ad ma'ad mechur echad shel tchelet shedom liyam v'madrego madrego yavin v'yavin v'emeru b'tamim. What? We could have said that the beged, why do we have tchelet? Tchelet is dom elekisei hakavod. We didn't say that. We said tchelet is dom eliyam. Yam is dom elerakia. Rakia is dom elekisei hakavod. Why do we say that? To teach you the importance of going up in measured steps. That way you'll have the proper avana, and that way you'll have the proper emuna betvimut, and not like having all sorts of high level of havana without any amelus in the limud for it. So Moshe Feinstein says that was the problem. They jumped up too many levels, too many steps. The message of Tchelet is take it one step at a time. Korach Vadato, what did they say? They're saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, here, this is all Tchelet. We know what Tchelet is. So therefore, why does that one little string help us? This whole beged is all Tchelet. So we are already on this level. And the answer to them is no, you're not on the level, because you're missing the very important step of knowing that you need to take small steps. And this lesson says it from Moshe Feinstein is learned from this Rashi with Tchelet, that we, and all of us in our learning, in our Muna, in our Madrigal, that we have to take it one step at a time. We shouldn't be trying to jump up too many steps at once. And that's true for all of us here in Yeshiva, and that's true for us throughout life, that we shouldn't be trying to be on a level that we should always be trying to go up a level. That's true. But we should be trying to go up one level and not many levels all at once. We shouldn't be going from the tiny little tchelet string to beged shekulo tchelet, because you're going to be missing all the important steps along the way. You have to understand that we go from tchelet to the yam, to the rakia, to the kisei hakavod, and not yashar from the tchelet to the kisei hakavod. Shkaf.